Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm talking with Jaden about different AI tools you can use to become an AI influencer. The first question is, why would you want to become an AI influencer? Well, that would be, you know, if you're looking to make some side cash, if you're trying to make a side hustle that you don't have to show your face on the internet. That's reason number one. Reason number two is there's a huge opportunity here because it's still very early. So there's a lot of people who aren't using these tools yet. And so you can kind of get ahead of the game. And make some serious cash. So the first way that I actually had never even thought about this until I came across this account, it is a Instagram account called adepto.ai, and they are a newsletter. And if you watched our podcast last week, you know how lucrative newsletters can be. They are using AI to make funny memes, and that's their sole purpose of their account is to post these funny memes, and then they are linking their newsletter at the top. So,
and just so you guys all know how evil Jamie is, I was in the middle of a very serious forum recently today, and Jamie sends me one of the memes from his Instagram account about they got an AI to create the Lamborghini of toilets. Anyways, struggling not to laugh during my forum
Yeah, there's some really funny ones. Some of them are quite offensive too, but again, they're kind of they're using this in a funny way because we all know that AI is not perfect yet. There's a lot of flaws, especially in the video space, but they're kind of using it to their advantage and making these really funny memes. And their account currently has 31,000, almost 32,000 followers. And you know that a lot of those people are subscribing to that newsletter. So I thought that was a really creative way to use AI.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think that that's just like the beginning. Like, essentially, they are an AI influencer. They're just using AI to like create like a social channel. And I think that's what it's all about. You know, becoming an AI influencer doesn't mean like you yourself have to be the influencer. It's just you create like a channel, you create like a social account that you're able to get a following from and, you know, sell your products, sell sponsorships, whatever you want to do. We know that he's like I think like Lil Manique or whatever, the AI influencer on Instagram, should charge us over $12,000 like for a sponsored post. So like these things are very, very lucrative. You can make a ton of money if you get a lot of followers on them. And like you mentioned, this one that you're sending me is 30,000 followers on there. Like it obviously is growing. So what are some of the tools, Jamie, people can use to do this?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're basically, you need something to create video, AI video, and then you need something to create AI audio. So the first video tool I wanted to bring up is called DID. I think we've mentioned them here on the channel before, but they actually have a new mobile app. And then you can actually take a picture of yourself and turn it into a motion video, or you could take it a step further. And I believe this is what Adepto, the Instagram page, did, is they went to Midjourney and came up with this crazy looking abstract character. And then they plug that picture into DID and made it talk. So pretty funny, you know, if you want to take it and make some, you know, funny looking characters to make memes, that would be a great tool. Or you can, if you want to just turn yourself kind of into an avatar, it's not going to look, you know, super realistic, but it's kind of an interesting way to go about creating content.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, 100%. I think DID is super cool. It's a great, I think people will know this company if they have, it went viral a while back where you could like take a picture of like one of your ancestors and then it would like animate your great, great, great grandfather from his black and white photo. It's like him like moving his head around and you feel like you can like see them a little bit more. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, now they're able to essentially create like animated avatars. I think this one's really interesting. Okay, the other one that I want Jamie to talk about, because he recently used, was 11 Labs. Jamie, tell us about your 11 Labs AI influencing experience.
Yeah, so 11 Labs is awesome because you can basically upload any YouTube video, or not even upload, just paste the link to any YouTube video, and it will translate it for you into any language. So we did a little side hustle, YouTube video on our YouTube channel, me and my wife, and we took a clip and uploaded it to show people what it looks like. And it was amazing. It emulated our own voices, but we were speaking Spanish, even though we don't know how. It's pretty incredible. So it's an AI voice emulation tool. So then you could take your own text and then it could speak it in your own voice. So that's or any voice really. So it's a pretty amazing software.
Jamie, I haven't actually tried that specific use case. And to be honest, when you came out with that video, I showed it to so many of my friends. If anyone's listening to this, go to the Jamie and Sarah YouTube channel and they have a whole video about AI side hustles. Like, go watch it. It's hilarious. It's awesome. Okay. What I would be curious though on the Levin Labs, like when you're actually using that tool and you put in your YouTube link, does it create like a new MP4 video file for you to download, or does it just create an audio file for you?
Video as well, yeah. So you don't have to go back and paste it over you don't have to go back into Adobe Premiere and take your audio file out and put theirs in it. It does it all for you. However, I was a little disappointed because I had a very brief moment where I was like, I'm going to start Jamie and Sarah en Español, a whole Spanish channel like Mr. Beast. But I think there's a time limit or a data size limit where it's too much because I uploaded a couple 20-minute plus videos and it couldn't do it. But a shorter, 5 to 10 minute video, it would translate the whole thing. So,
gotcha.
But I think maybe soon it'll be there.
Yeah, maybe you manually cut it in half and then get a VA to something like that. There's a way to maybe.
Yeah, I'm still thinking I want to because that was huge for Mr. Beast. I think it helped him. His Spanish channel has 25 million subscribers.
Yeah.
So I still want to find a way to do that because I think it could be huge, especially with the side hustle type content we're making. But
okay. My other question then is, did it do anything in the video to your lips, or is it just still your English lips with just the Spanish dub?
Still just English lips. Yep. So the only thing that's emulated really is the voice, which was super impressive to me. It sounds like we're speaking Spanish, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. How many languages do they do right now? Did you notice?
I think it was 29 currently.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to cover probably 80% of the world. So yeah, crazy.
These technologies, you're right. You're right. It's like, oh, it has some size limit. Okay, we saw all the same stuff with ChatGPT where you could only paste in so much text, and now they've just expanded and you can put an entire book into ChatGPT. And I think everything is going to get expanded. So people should be thinking about what are the implications of this, right? And if they do all the 20 plus languages, if anyone's creating content anywhere, I think it's time to think about what would it look like if I create a ton of content in X, Y, and Z language? Like, for example, for me with my podcast, I can see where my listeners are coming from. And of course, it's in English. So mostly it's English, but Jamie, you and I on this podcast, we have listeners from Germany, and we have listeners from Switzerland and France and a bunch of other places too. So I think it'd be very cool to do other languages. You just look at where you have a big audience and then you create content specific for that audience.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a huge opportunity. And I think, you could go so many different directions with it, with podcasts, and YouTube now even has, I don't have that feature yet, unfortunately, but Mr. Beast actually stopped his Spanish channel, and now under his own channel, they allowed him, you can choose different languages just within his own page. So it's all back on one, but you can listen to it and then it dubbed in whatever language he uploads. So
okay,
that's pretty
powerful. One more prediction, and that is YouTube sees the writing on the wall. YouTube sees that every influencer and channel is about to create 20 channels, and that's a massive headache. My prediction is that YouTube will build this directly in, even if it's just an API to 11 labs, if they can't build it in-house. But YouTube's pretty big. I'm sure they'll figure out how to build this in-house. Yeah, my prediction is you'll have your content and there'll be a click of a button and it will just translate into a bunch of languages. Now, when that happens, it kind of takes the novelty and the coolness away. Like Mr. Beast got 20 million subscribers by getting it in Spanish. So, but when everyone's able to do it, all of a sudden it's not as cool and novel. So I think there's a big arbitrage growth hack opportunity right now to anyone listening. If you're interested, this is not rolled out into YouTube and all these big platforms yet. Go use something like 11 Labs and try to grow as much and as fast as you can. And I think there's an opportunity to grow big audiences in other languages before the platforms themselves kind of consolidate it. And they'll probably make a way for you to pull the subscribers or the views over as they work on consolidating.
Totally. Yeah. So a lot of these tools now we're talking about, I think in the short term, building theme pages, driving traffic to a newsletter, or even a specific affiliate links could be a big opportunity. You know, if you create some funny memes and you're trying to sell a specific type of product and you can make good commission doing it, I think it would absolutely be worth your time to try to explore that. But, beyond that, it's a little bit tricky in the side hustle space. You had mentioned, Jaden, a breaking news about a tool that OpenAI just released, though.
Yeah, so OpenAI has a bunch of really interesting tools that they have just released that I think will be very relevant in this space. Essentially, they've had a couple of tools for a while, but they finally released API access to them, which is essentially means developers can start integrating them into their software. And so I think those will have really big implications. They have one called Whisper, which essentially is ChatGPT can understand your voice, but it can also talk. So it's kind of like 11 Labs. They have one that can do video inputs. So you essentially can like it can look at your screen, see what's on the screen. Or you can upload images or other things. It's visual, so it's called GPT for Vision. Anyways, there's so many insane things that ChatGPT has been rolling out and embedding in there. They have their better image generator, they have their data analyzer. All of these things are now being built in, and I think that just makes it so much more powerful. And you'll start seeing those rolled out into all the tools that you already use. Jamie, tell us about Zapier.
So Zapier has been around a while. It's kind of like a workflow. It's similar to like ManyChat, where you can have, if a certain response or keyword comes in, it will send out specific information. But they just recently rolled out a AI chatbot, which is a, you can customize your own chatbot to, what your product or service is. So if you have a website and you have a product and people have questions on it, you can preload responses and helpful information to answer their questions. So That to me is super powerful, especially down the road. If you are an entrepreneur or someone who's making a product, you can have a chatbot integrated with your website that will do all that for you to save you time and money. So I just thought that was really, really a cool feature.
So fascinating. And of course, you can use a tool like that where you upload all your own data. There's other tools like personal AI, you upload all your own data. And it turns it into like your own little influencer chatbot that maybe you charge people $1 a month to chat with you get all your business advice and ideas. Anyway, so many interesting tools that are in this space right now. Thanks so much for tuning in and hearing about how people are using these AI tools to become AI influencers. Whether that's AI video software like Synthesia, there's so many interesting use cases. So thanks so much for tuning in, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
See you.